I'll be honest with you, it's a little intimidating to preach to so many familiar faces and to realize that after I said I'm going to Bismarck in St. Mary's, I'm in front of a bunch of Trinity Titans. But it'll be good. I think we'll all get past it. The gospel today. Amazing gospel, long gospel. I hope you're able to keep attention for the whole thing. But it's absolutely beautiful. Two amazing healings. Jesus heals the woman with hemorrhages. And then Jesus raises a little girl from the dead. It's spectacular. Because I haven't heard of those things happening recently. Right? And so only God can do those things. There'd be a good homily on healing here. But I think what always strikes me, or one thing that always plagues me when I read gospels like this, is the doubt. The question that we have. Jesus, if you healed them, if you raised her from the dead, why don't you do that for us? Doesn't seem like he's doing anything. Doesn't seem like God's healing now. Doesn't seem like God's raising anyone from the dead. I haven't heard that in the newspapers. And so this is the doubt. This is the question that the evil one wants us to entertain. The doubt that God isn't working. But more fundamentally, I think, the doubt that says that God isn't good to us. That our image of the Father has to be founded in the truth that God is good to us. That in fact, he created all of creation out of his goodness, out of his abundant goodness. And so God's goodness and favor towards us has to be experienced by us, not just in some knowing, not just seemingly understanding it, but experiencing it in our own life, being utterly and totally convinced that God is good to us. It's foundational to answer this question. Right? And so the question is that we need to reject, is God good to me? I think it's the wrong way to look at it. It's not the perspective of Christian faith. The question coming from Christian faith is, how is God good to me? It's acknowledging that, in fact, he's already been good to me. Now I need to ask for the grace to be aware of how God is good to me. It's a fundamentally different perspective on how we approach life. How do we approach this gospel? How is God good to me? A few examples, right, is creation. We heard in the book of Wisdom that God did not make death. He didn't make evil. That it comes from the evil one. And so those places where God doesn't seem to be working, right, we have to acknowledge that it's in fact original sin. The effects of original sin. The fallenness of human nature. That it's not God punishing us. It's not God being a bad father. Scolding his children. Trying to make us correct our lives by putting bad things in our life. But God is being good to us, and it's the reality of the world, of creation. We have baptism, that each of us have been baptized. God lives in us. That's pretty awesome. That's a good thing. But I think, for me, something close to my heart the last 2 weeks since I've been ordained a priest is the reality that your prayers have been answered. that God is being so good to you because of your desire for the sacraments, for the Eucharist. And how did he, and why is he being good in that? Because he has answered your prayers by giving you 4 new priests for the diocese. That he is fulfilling your desires and prayers. He's not going to deny those good desires. That he has finished, he has completed your desires in giving you priests. Priests who can give you the Eucharist. And so, this week, to pray with, to ask God for the grace to know his goodness. In faith, faith will save. To ask in faith for God to show his goodness to you. How he is working in our life. That it's not if he's working, but indeed he's already working amongst us right here, right now, every moment, every day. And so that's my prayer for you this week. To see God in all things, to know him and his goodness in our lives. Amen.